This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Temperature's been pretty much stuck there, 68 or 69 all morning long. We do have partly sunny skies on the way for today. That's an optimistic forecast. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 85. Still a chance of rain tonight with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, more of the same with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, chance of showers with a low about 60. Friday, things will improve. We'll have partly sunny skies with the highs in the middle 70s and actually a pretty good weekend on the way. But between now and then, probably a lot of rain. Chapel Hill police are seeking information in a shooting incident that took place on Walnut Street in Chapel Hill last Saturday night. Sometime between 5 and 7:26 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th, an individual fired a single bullet into a residence on Walnut Street. Nobody was in the residence at the time, however. There were no injuries reported. If you have any information about this incident, contact the Chapel Hill Police Department or Crime Stoppers. We have the contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. Calls to Crime Stoppers are confidential and always anonymous, and callers may get a reward up to $2,000 for information leading to an arrest. Chapel Hill police are still investigating a series of assaults that occurred over the past weekend on Franklin Street downtown. Just after 8 o'clock on Friday, a man was reportedly assaulted in front of the Carolina Coffee Shop by one white male and three black males who were described as wearing T-shirts, all three. Chapel Hill police arrested one man and are still investigating the case. The police bulletin says 45-year-old Darren Maurice Dye was arrested at the address of the Carolina Coffee Shop on Friday night. Now, Saturday morning, just a few hours later, a woman was reportedly assaulted at about 1:30 a.m. when she was leaving the Pita Pit on Franklin Street. She told police officers she was shoved and knocked to the ground. About 24 hours later, early on Sunday, one white male and three black males reportedly assaulted a male victim near Gumby's Pizza on West Franklin Street. In that case, the suspect were described as being in their late teens or early 20s. There were no reports of any weapons being used in any of those three cases. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Chapel Hill Police Department or Crime Stoppers. You can also submit information online via a link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Now, before we talk about the budget, let's talk about some positive news in Carborough. Citizens of Carborough are pleased that for the fifth straight year, the town's proposed budget saw no increase in property taxes. WCHL Abraham Jaroszewski has the story.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen held their annual budgetary public hearing Tuesday night, with the public supporting the proposed budget for fiscal year 2013-2014. Here's Carborough Town Manager David Andrews.
The town budget for 2013-14 is $28.3 million. $20.7 million of that is for the general fund, and we have a very robust $6.9 million capital projects fund. The number of positions is even at 156.5, and we are recommending a 1.9% COLA for town employees.
This is Andrews' second budget proposal since becoming the town manager of Carborough last year. Andrews says the town had three goals in mind when constructing the budget and was able to fulfill all three.
One was to implement the board's strategic priorities, control our costs while improving services, as well as develop a balanced budget with no property tax rate increase. We are very happy to report that for the fifth consecutive year, no property tax rate increase. So I think that's a reflection on the town staff as well as the Board of Aldermen.
Although the number of town employees remained the same, there was some turnover on the town staff. The closing of the county landfill mandated the hiring of a solid waste equipment operator, but the animal control officer position was removed because of a county takeover of the services. One of the most substantial short-term changes to the budget was a nearly 400% increase in spending on capital projects. Carborough Public Works Director George Sayes says the Rogers Road sidewalk is the most costly capital project.
We're in the preliminary design stages at this point, but in essence, the sidewalk will be mostly located behind the existing drainage ditch. We are hoping to keep it all on public right-of-way, but we'll need to get construction easements from just about every property owner as we go up there to make this fit.
The sidewalk is currently planned to run along Rogers Road from Homestead Road to Meadow Run Court, a distance of around a mile. Sayes estimates the cost of construction alone would cost upwards of $700,000 without accounting for easements. The project has around $500,000 in federal funding, with the town responsible for the remaining balance. Local historian Richard Taylor says he would prefer the town hire a local concrete company for the project if possible.
A few weeks ago, it was voted on by the board to emphasize local suppliers. I don't know if you can do it or not, but there is a concrete company in Carrboro, Ready Mix Concrete. So if you could do anything to use that local supplier to supply the concrete, it would be less wear and tear on the roads and give a local business some business for a very large project.
Other notable increases to the town budget include additional funding for Chapel Hill Transit, the NCNGN Fiber Optic Network, and greenways. The town also increased its funding to the Community Home Trust from $34,000 to $35,000. Executive Director Robert Dowling says he is appreciative of the continued support from the board.
I'm here to say thank you for your support of the work of the Home Trust for these many, many years. This year, the manager found a little bit extra, and it's $35,000 in the proposed budget. And if you all are able to make that $1,000 increase, it will be much appreciated and well used, I can assure you.
According to Dowling, the annual budget for the Home Trust is about $700,000. To view the proposed budget in its entirety, visit a link on our newly redesigned website, chapelboro.com. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the Orange County Commissioners and the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education work out their budget issues within Orange County, the State Senate also released its proposed $20.6 billion budget this week. And county leaders say they're concerned about what it will mean for our local schools. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
We had a pretty depressing weekend, I guess, in terms of budget recommendations. First, the county manager's budget came out on Friday, and then the Senate's version of the state budget was posted.
That's Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze. He says the state Senate's budget proposal eliminates the discretionary reduction fund, which is the portion of funding the districts were expected to return as a cost-saving measure for the state. LaFreeze says the understanding was that this was a temporary measure until the economy recovered. Now he says the Senate has proposed to eliminate the discretionary reduction fund without restoring the funds to the districts. He says that loss in funds represents over 50 positions for the school system. And LaFreeze says the budget cuts will impact other areas as well.
It reduced support for ESL students, students who are learning English. It cut instructional supplies. It delays the replacement of school buses. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
The budget plan also calls for $142 million in teaching assistant funding. LaFreeze says it will eliminate $1.3 million, which equates to about 37 teaching positions. Funding cuts were also proposed to instructional support positions like counselors, as well as the elimination of pay differentials for teachers with advanced degrees. Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, says the board is aware of the problems that the state budget cuts could cause for the district.
Doing as much as it can to wound and dismantle public education in the name of trying to improve it. There are going to be all sorts of intended and unintended consequences of their actions.
The proposal will go to the Senate this week. After a final version is approved, it will be sent to the State House of Representatives. For more information on the Senate's budget proposal, visit the website chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County's recommended budget does not include a tax hike, but that might change if the county commissioners decide to increase funding for the schools. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend.
Orange County Manager Frank Clifton presented his recommended budget last night, and if the board approves the plan as written, it would be the fifth year in a row without a property tax rate increase. Clifton said despite a slow rate of growth, the county's on solid financial footing.
As dire as some people may want to predict or propose the county's budget processes this year, we are probably in far better shape than a lot of other counties in the state.
While the $85.9 million spending plan fully funds all current services and provides for school enrollment growth, it does not meet the budget request submitted by either school board, requests that totaled $8 million in extra funding.
Balancing today's demands while sustaining the financial capacity to address the challenges of tomorrow requires difficult decisions. Fully funding every request, no matter how well intended the support or demand for those requests, is not a practical reality.
The recommended $87.8 million education budget falls $6 million short of the district's goals. But Finance Director Clarence Greer said the board does have options if commissioners wish to increase school funding.
You can also propose or approve a property tax increase to address any funding issues not addressed in the recommended budget, increase the Chapel Hill Carrboro Special District tax in order to address their funding needs. And also, both school districts have fund balance in excess the required minimum that could be utilized to fund their needs.
The budget proposal includes funding for new EMS and IT personnel and raises the level of county funding to the Chapel Hill Public Library to $483,000 a year. Greer said the county will likely spend about $3 million on landfill closure costs next year. The budget plan would double the annual household solid waste fee to $20 for urban residents and $40 for rural residents. Would also raise the recycling fee by $10 and institute a new mattress disposal fee. Commissioners will hold the first of two public hearings on the budget on Thursday. That meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Department of Social Services in Hillsborough. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The USC Board of Trustees in town today. They will meet at the Carolina Inn today and tomorrow. That story coming up in just a moment on WCHL. It is 8:17, 17 minutes past 8 o'clock, WCHL. Time now for your traffic and weather together. Traffic presented by USA Flooring, now offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials. Soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. If it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. If it reports on traffic, it must be ran, at least this morning. Rand, what's happening?
Well, 15501 southbound, Ron, between NC 54 and NC 86, seeing a little bit of a delay. Otherwise, things are moving fairly smoothly out there. Right now, I-40 heading westbound, right around NC 54, seeing a delay right now, but nothing major in that area and nothing major out on the roadways in Orange County right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL, and I'm not going to let you forget it. I'm sure they're not going to let you forget it either. There's construction going on in Orange County right now as well. Weaver Dairy Road, also NC 86. The South Columbia is probably the most major one out there right now because the southbound lane of South Columbia just past the hospital and then all the way down towards 15501 is completely closed. So if you're going northbound on that, I would almost still say to avoid that area because it is down to one lane. And the southbound lane is closed there. So if you're heading southbound on in that area, give yourself a little extra time to travel in that direction.
I might also add that the other day I was headed south, and I wanted to avoid all that traffic on South Columbia Street.
Right.
And I went to Carborough and took Smith Level Road. Well, right. There's road construction there, too. So there's no way you can avoid it unless you go around your toe to get to your elbow. So.
Well, it's summer, so it's that's, you know, the nature of the beast, and yeah. Don't think that you can go anywhere to escape it, because every town in America, I'm sure, is witnessing the same experience.
And
right
you
now.
Certainly can't avoid the problems on Weaver Dairy Road. I can promise you that. And there's no way in the world I would forget about it either. Well, if it walks like a news director and talks like a news director, it must be Rand Northam. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
We'll talk to you in a while. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Jack Smith. And all the wonderful people down to the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar for daily specials. Today is Wonderful Wednesday. Get a Crossroads Classic Burger or Chicken Sandwich plus a draft beer for $12. Hours and menus available at CarolinaInn.com. That's where you can find out more. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. We got some clouds this morning, but we'll have partly sunny skies later on in the day. 30% chance of showers and thundershowers in the afternoon. High today about 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers in the evening. And then even after midnight, we'll get some rain. Lows tonight in the middle 60s. I say we'll get it. There's a good chance of it. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. And the high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, low about 60. Still chance of rain. Friday, better day. Partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Friday night and Saturday, clear skies, lows in the upper 40s, high on Saturday in the low 70s, and pretty much the same for Sunday.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Good morning. It is 8:21, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. The UNC Board of Trustees is meeting today and tomorrow in Chapel Hill. One of the topics up for discussion, what else? The budget. The Board of Trustees will most likely face steep cuts coming from the state as the Senate's budget proposes $48 million worth of reductions across the University of North Carolina campus system. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's budget proposal, released in March, calls for cuts totaling more than $140 million. The board will meet at the Carolina Inn today and tomorrow. The budget committee convenes at the 2 o'clock meeting tomorrow, but is subject to enter into closed session per the North Carolina Open Meetings Law. You can go to chapelboro.com and click on the link there and see the whole agenda. The unexpected shutdown of the Sharon Harris nuclear plant last week, just more than 25 miles southeast of Chapel Hill, out in the Jordan Lake area, has sparked an investigation by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The plant was closed due to the discovery of a crack in a nuclear reactor. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission held an annual review meeting of the plant on Monday and took questions from the public about the shutdown last week. Here is Jim Warren of the watchdog group NC Warren. He attended the meeting.
One key concern, obviously, is why did that crack remain unnoticed for at least a year?
Duke Energy spokesperson Valerie Patterson told WCHL following the incident that Duke Power performed the NRC-mandated inspections in 2012 during the plant's scheduled refueling outage.
However, as we were preparing for our upcoming refueling outage this fall, we reevaluated some inspection data that we had from that outage, and that reevaluation revealed a small flaw which could affect one reactor vessel head penetration.
She says the flaw was discovered during a review of ultrasonic data that showed a quarter-inch crack in the lid on top of the vessel that holds in superheated water under high pressure. Warren says the NRC did not provide answers concerning the crack during that presentation.
We want to see the NRC investigation go forward and try to make sure we find out when did they know, why did they know it, you know, did they cut corners that caused them to miss this diagnosis of the crack.
Duke Energy took over the plant after its merger with Progress Energy last summer. The North Carolina Municipal Power Agency co-owns the plant, but Duke Energy maintains no radioactive material was leaked from the plant. Warren still says there are some questions that he wants answered.
This was something that was in a part of the system where there have been problems at other plants around the country. It is a key safety issue. Even on their best day, it's a challenge, and when things go wrong, that obviously creates more concern.
Sharon Harris will stay closed until that crack is repaired. News around town this morning. Orange County is celebrating its retired senior volunteers program today from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the annual RSVP recognition banquet. RSVP stands for Retired Senior Volunteer Program. Volunteers 55 years and older are always encouraged to spend their free time helping others, and for all the many people who do, the county annually gives thanks. These are people who volunteer for a myriad of agencies here in Orange County. I'm going to be there to MC the event as usual today from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. at the Seymour Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. You can find out more about RSVP and how you can volunteer by visiting the News Around Town link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Today's a big day. It's the opening of the ACC baseball tournament. They're actually playing it in Durham at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. And Carolina has been the odds-on favorite to win the ACC all season long for all but 2 weeks this entire season. Carolina held at least one number one ranking in the four national polls. Tar Heels have since dropped to number five in the USA Today coaches poll, sixth in the Baseball America and National College Baseball Writers Association polls, but only dropped to number three in the Collegiate Baseball poll. Florida State wrapped up the Atlantic Division title at 20-10, a half game ahead of North Carolina State at 19-10. Virginia, right on the heels of Carolina in the Coastal Division, finishing just one game back at 22-8. According to the National Coaches Poll, all three teams are side by side. North Carolina number five, Virginia number six, Florida State at number seven. You throw North Carolina State in there too. Very good baseball team. And you've got an ACC tournament that is really about the equivalent of a College World Series as far as talent level is concerned. Tar Heels have an easy road in the tournament, should be, facing the number 8 seed, number 5 seed, and number 4 seed. Virginia and Florida State meet up on the final day of round-robin play, which could be the decider for which Pool B team advances to Sunday's championship. Aside from that game, Florida State opens against Georgia Tech. play 6-seed Virginia Tech on day two before its day off, heading into the final day of round-robin action. Virginia gets a bye, and that comes the day prior to the 2-3 matchup. Cavs play just the opposite schedule from the Seminoles. All the action begins this morning at 11 o'clock at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, with 7-seed Georgia Tech facing off against number 2-seed Florida State. Top seed Carolina has a day off. They've certainly earned it after such an outstanding season. Tar Heels will begin play against 8-seed Miami tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You can hear all the Tar Heel games live right here on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and streaming online at chapelboro.com. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
James Meza knew nothing about athletics when he was chancellor. So why is he still pontificating? This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Let me begin by saying I am not qualified to judge how James Meza did in his overall tenure as chancellor here. He seemed to improve on town and gown relations as he went on, and he was front and center at every major fundraising goal or major plateau, although he was clearly riding the coattails of Matt Kupek and his development staff. What I do know is that in my 40 years covering UNC athletics, Meza was the worst athletic chancellor we've ever had. And that includes Holden Thorpe. Say what you will about Thorpe and how he handled the Butch Davis firing and its ramifications, but he did leave us with potential superstars and athletic director Bubba Cunningham and football coach Larry Fedora. Let's see, what did Meza do? First, before he ever moved to Chapel Hill, he nixed the hiring of Hall of Fame coach Larry Brown and approved the hiring of Matt Daugherty. No one who knew anything about what makes a great college basketball coach and UNC's hoops history would make such a stupid call, especially when Carolina was in crisis over Roy Williams surprisingly turning down the job the first time. Then Meza approved the firing of Carl Torbush after a 6-5 season because his then-AD, Dick Bedore, said we could get Frank Beamer from Virginia Tech if we paid him $1.3 million and turned our backs on his 34% graduation rate in Blacksburg. Then Beamer turned his back on us, and Meza approved the hiring of John Bunning because a bunch of ex-players convinced him to do so. Then he extended Bunning in 2004 when he really should have fired him. It goes on and on, and then he and Bedore beamed like peacocks when Roy finally came back on maybe their fourth swing at making a decent major sport coaching hire. So why is Jimmy Moe still talking? He's defending the Carolina way, which has been thoroughly trashed for its arrogant interpretation by many as how the university operated. Actually, it was Dean Smith's name for playing hard, playing smart, playing together, and having fun. And oh yes, being good citizens on and off the court. Since then, the phrase has become a laughingstock and needs to be taken out of our nomenclature. James Meza, who had his own Carolina way with athletics, is the last person who should be defending it now. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Today's Our Local Deal is from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. It's 80% off, $290 for a one-hour massage with chiropractic consultation, exam, and treatment, available now for $59. A massage is a natural way to ease muscular pain, help improve flexibility, relieve tension, and more. Following your massage, the doctor will discuss your symptoms, examine your alignment, and perform a spinal correction. It's 80% off from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town for only 79 cents. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Partly sunny today, 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the middle 80s. Right now it is 69 degrees.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And I'm Dave Barrett. It hasn't been 48 hours since the massive E5 tornado hit Moore, Oklahoma, with winds topping 210 miles per hour. But correspondent Steve Futterman says recovery is underway.
It's going to take some time for this cleanup to be completed. We've heard some people estimate months, even years. Certainly no one's predicting how long, but we are already seeing some signs of cleanup activity. We've seen heavy equipment brought to some of the most devastated sites. And of course, homeowners whose homes were damaged but not destroyed, they've already started making repairs to their homes.
Part of that damage swath was more than a mile wide in some places, reducing entire neighborhoods to rubble. For those who lost homes, Vicki Eichstedt says the Red Cross is there for them.
Simple things, when you have nothing, mean the world. A hot meal, a place to rest, safety from bad weather, and someone to talk to.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
And a good morning to you. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL, up to 70 degrees now. Look for a high today of 85 with a 30% chance of rain today. We'll get some sunshine today, and that certainly is good news. The State Senate has released its proposed $20.6 billion budget this week. Orange County leaders and local school leaders are concerned about what it might mean for our local schools. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the city school system in particular and Orange County's budgeting process.
We had a pretty depressing weekend, I guess, in terms of budget recommendations. First, the county manager's budget came out on Friday, and then the Senate's version of the state budget was posted.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze. He says the state Senate's budget proposal eliminates the discretionary reduction fund, which is the portion of funding the districts were expected to return as a cost-saving measure for the state. LaFreeze says the understanding was that this was a temporary measure until the economy recovered. Now he says the Senate has proposed to eliminate the discretionary reduction fund without restoring the funds to the districts. He says that loss in funds represents over 50 positions for the school system. Ann LaFreeze says the budget cuts will impact other areas as well.
It reduced support for ESL students and students who are learning English. It cut instructional supplies. It delays the replacement of school buses. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
The budget plan also calls for $142 million in teaching assistant funding. LaFreeze says it will eliminate $1.3 million, which equates to about 37 teaching positions. Funding cuts were also proposed to instructional support positions like counselors, as well as the elimination of pay differentials for teachers with advanced degrees. Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, says the board is aware of the problems that the state budget cuts could cause for the district.
Doing as much as it can to wound and dismantle public education in the name of trying to improve it. There are going to be all sorts of intended and unintended consequences of their actions.
The proposal will go to the Senate this week. After a final version is approved, it will be sent to the State House of Representatives. For more information on the Senate's budget proposal, visit our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now, Orange County's recommended budget does not include a tax hike, but that could change if the county commissioners decide to increase funding for the schools. Here's WCHL's Elizabeth Friend.
Orange County Manager Frank Clifton presented his recommended budget last night, and if the board approves the plan as written, it would be the fifth year in a row without a property tax rate increase. Clifton said despite a slow rate of growth, the county is on solid financial footing.
As dire as some people may want to predict or propose the county's budget processes this year, we are probably in far better shape than a lot of other counties in the state.
While the $85.9 million spending plan fully funds all current services and provides for school enrollment growth, it does not meet the budget request submitted by either school board, requests that totaled $8 million in extra funding.
Balancing today's demands while sustaining the financial capacity to address the challenges of tomorrow requires difficult decisions. fully funding every request, no matter how well intended the support or demand for those requests, is not a practical reality.
The recommended $87.8 million education budget falls $6 million short of the district's goals. But Finance Director Clarence Greer said the board does have options if commissioners wish to increase school funding.
You can also propose or approve a property tax increase to address any funding issues not addressed in the recommended budget, increase the Chapel Hill Carborough Special District tax in order to address their funding needs. And also, both school districts have fund balance in excess the required minimum that could be utilized to fund their needs.
The budget proposal includes funding for new EMS and IT personnel and raises the level of county funding to the Chapel Hill Public Library to $483,000 a year. Greer said the county will likely spend about $3 million on landfill closure costs next year. The budget plan would double the annual household solid waste fee to $20 for urban residents and $40 for rural residents. It would also raise the recycling fee by $10 and institute a new mattress disposal fee. Commissioners will hold the first of two public hearings on the budget on Thursday. That meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Department of Social Services in Hillsborough. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The citizens of Carborough are waking up this morning relieved. For the fifth consecutive year, the town's proposed budget saw no increase in property taxes. And that full story is on our website, chapelborough.com. UNC Board of Trustees is meeting today and tomorrow here in Chapel Hill, and one of the major topics up for discussion will be the budget. The Board of Trustees will most likely face steep cuts coming from the state, as the Senate's budget proposed $48 million in reductions across the UNC campus system. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's budget proposal, released back in March, calls for cuts totaling more than $140 million. The board will meet at the Carolina Inn today and tomorrow. The budget committee will convene tomorrow at 2, but is subject to enter into closed session per the North Carolina Open Meetings Law. For a full agenda, you can go to WCHL's website and click on a link. The public is invited to a developer-led tour of the Obie Creek property this morning at 10, a little over an hour from now. Another tour is set for Saturday morning, June 1st, a week from Saturday at 10 in the morning. The walking tours are an opportunity for people to see the property up close. The group is meeting in Southern Village at Ascension Hall in Christ Methodist Church. It is next to Weaver Street Market and across the street from Harrington Bank. Obie Creek is a 124-acre property under consideration for a mixed-use development proposed for the area across 15501 from Southern Village. It's one of two potential developments using the new development agreement process approved by the town council. Now, in the event of inclement weather, a rain date has been set for 10 a.m. next Wednesday, but right now it looks like that meeting is on this morning at 10 o'clock. For more information about the Obie Creek project, you can visit WCHL's website, chapelborough.com. The North Carolina House has passed a bill paving the way for toll roads, but only if the state maintains free lanes. The House approved a bill yesterday that allows the state to add tolls only if it keeps the same number of non-toll lanes. If highways were expanded, the State Department of Transportation could toll lanes to pay for the construction. The department could also offer limited access and higher speed limits to encourage motorists to take the toll lanes. The measure targets potential tolling on I-95, but would apply to all current interstates, including I-40. An amendment to restore a provision giving the legislature final say on tolls failed. Amendment sponsor Representative Michael Special of New Bern argued the elected officials should have that authority, not the Transportation Department. And in news around town this morning, North Carolina Prevention Partners launched its new outpatient quit tobacco system earlier this month to its 15 tobacco-free hospital campaign members in New York City. The three-step campaign guides hospitals to adopt a tobacco-free campus policy and help employees stop smoking using North Carolina Prevention Partners Work Healthy America product. North Carolina Prevention Partners also created an outpatient quit tobacco system product at the request of the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, which will help expand the number of health care providers who can successfully help their patients to quit tobacco use. The program has also been made possible in part by additional funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For more on NC Prevention Partners, visit the News Around Town link on WCHL's website, chapelborough.com. Good morning. It is 8:40, 20 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Raleigh Mann has today's commentary coming up straight ahead.
Did you know the owners of Diamonds Direct look at about 100 diamonds, and of that, choose only about 5 to be sold in their showroom? Yeah, they're that picky. See, that's one of the benefits of being right there with the diamond cutters, being able to hand select the cream of the crop right at the source. These are A-list diamonds, the most dazzling, the most sparkling diamonds the world has to offer. You know what happens to the other stones, the ones Diamonds Direct passes on? Well, many of them end up being sold online or in the hands of wholesalers and brokers, or are sold on consignment to small retailers. By the time they pass through multiple hands, these B-list stones often come with high markups and higher costs to you. So if you're diamond shopping, why risk it? Don't settle for what could be an overpriced leftover. Use Diamonds Direct's unique advantage in the world diamond market to work in your favor. Get her a bigger, better quality diamond for less. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's. Online at diamonds-direct.com.
Now hear this. Performance Chevrolet is hosting their annual tent event in celebration of the Chevrolet Spring Sales Event.
Wow!
Go further than ever before on less fuel with the 2013 Chevrolet Volt for the unbelievable value of $269 per month. Only at Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill. Volt drivers who charge regularly are averaging 900 miles between fill-ups, or about once a month. Can you imagine only hitting the gas pump once a month?
Wow!
Performance Chevrolet is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. Visit the virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
Stock number C3189, 36 month lease with 12,000 miles per year. $23.99 due at signing, exclusive tax saving, $549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $39,995 and selling price of $38,995. Finance with approved credit. Dealer retains all rebates. See dealer for details. Take delivery by May 31st, 2013.
Find new roads. PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
Wow!
That's PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's Ice Cold Fountain Drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And good morning. It is 8:44, 16 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Why would people willingly get themselves arrested, handcuffed, detained for hours? Some of Chapel Hill's most respected residents are doing that every Monday. They enter the legislative building in Raleigh and begin singing, peacefully protesting what they see as an immoral and racist agenda being enacted by our state lawmakers. They're protesting the denial of Medicaid coverage to thousands of North Carolinians, the lowering of taxes for a few while raising them for thousands, the imposing of barriers to voting, efforts to defund public schools, the relaxing of rules that protect the environment and public health, and the list goes on. These Chapel Hill protesters have lots of company from all over the state, and each week their number grows. Who are they? religious leaders, educators, physicians, attorneys, grandparents, ordinary folks like you and me. Some courageously step forward and permit themselves to be arrested. Many others stand behind them as supporters. They do it because this legislative agenda is both unjust and immoral. It seems racist, aimed at poor people, children, and the elderly, one of them told me. She's a grandmother, a retired educator and public health administrator who was awarded the coveted Order of the Longleaf Pine, the highest civilian honor awarded by the state of North Carolina. She was arrested last Monday and detained until 2:30 in the morning, and she faces a court hearing in July. She's doing this because what the legislator is doing is immoral and wrong, she said. I'm not going to let them do this in the dark, she said. Exactly. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Tim Carnes. In the Chapel Hill, Carrboro area, it's almost difficult to find somebody who isn't a UNC sports fan. With that in mind, we hit the streets to find out which local sports team is your favorite and how often you go to the game.
I'm Jason Burr, and I'm currently living in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My favorite local sports team will probably be Chapel Hill High, as in the varsity girls, boys. I keep up with them. I don't really go to their games as much as I used to because I work now, but, you know, I make it every so often to the big ones, like when they play Carrboro and East, you know.
Chapel Hill, Israel, Shannon Saunders, Tyrell. No, we usually watch them on TV, though, just kind of spread out over all of them.
Flora Davidson, Chapel Hill. It's the Tar Heels UNC basketball, and we watch it on TV all the time. Once in a while, we go to a game, but we'd rather watch it on TV because you get real close up.
My name is Jarrett Davis, and I currently live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My favorite local sports team would be the UNC men's soccer team. I try to go to the games as often as possible. There's always a pretty good crowd. They've always consistently been ranked high, and they're pretty exciting games.
What is your favorite local sports team, and how often do you go to those games?
Dick Olulla. Well, we're visiting our son and daughter-in-law, and taking care of the two grandchildren. And if we come here, we watch the Tar Heels.
My name is Tracy Murillo, and I actually live in Chapel Hill, usually UNC. I love to watch them watch basketball.
My name is Jamal Farrington, and I currently live in Durham. My favorite team is UNC Chapel Hill. I used to go maybe twice a month because I work there. So I get to go to the games for free.
My name is Paul Pascal, and I live in Chapel Hill. My favorite local sports team has to be the Diamond Heels, Carolina baseball team. I attend their games on a regular basis. I would say 1 to 2 games per week. I enjoy the atmosphere. The baseball field always looks impeccable, and the team has been very successful this year.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And speaking of the Tar Heel baseball team, good luck to Carolina in the ACC baseball tournament taking place at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Tar Heels have a bye today. First round begins at 11 o'clock this morning at the DBAP. But Carolina will play tomorrow against the number 8 seed in the tournament at 3 o'clock. You can hear it right here on WCHL and streaming live on chapelboro.com. Good luck to Coach Mike Fox and the Tar Heels. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Your Health Radio on WCHL. The most important thing to your family is your health. UNC Family Medicine wants to provide you with vital health information in a manner that is comforting and convenient to understand. Your Health with Dr. Adam Goldstein and Dr. Christy Page, Saturday morning and Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Right here on WCHL. Well, not many problems this morning with traffic. Some of the usual slowdowns, but nothing out of the ordinary. And things are looking pretty good. If you spot anything that's out of the ordinary, any accidents or experience any major delays, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363 anytime today, and we'll report on it. We'll look into it and all that sort of thing. But thank you so much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather looks like this. 71 degrees, partly sunny, 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today about 85. Tonight mostly cloudy, still a 30% chance of rain with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of a shower or a thunder shower. And the high tomorrow in the low 80s.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
If you mention Merritt's store anywhere around Chapel Hill, most often you'll hear something like, "Oh yes, best BLTs I ever tasted." And it's true, a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich at Merritt's store is one of the great taste treats in my world, right up there with the peach cobblers at Stamey's in Greensboro. But when you mention Merritt's store to me, I think of the first night I spent in Chapel Hill in a red brick house that once stood across the street from the store. It was Thanksgiving, 1958, and Wendell Merritt, my fellow freshman at Davidson College, invited me to spend the weekend with his family in Chapel Hill. Every morning, Wendell's mom, Ruby, made us scrambled eggs and eggs and some very good bacon, maybe as good as that at the BLTs at Merritt's store today. His dad, Eben, was the owner of the filling station and convenience store that was the Merritt store back then. One of Eben Merritt's passions was turkey hunting. And that weekend I learned that Mr. Merritt could call and sight and bring down a turkey before I could blink. That love of hunting led him to buy many acres of old worn-out farmland and forest land that's so cheap around Chapel Hill back then. Later on, that land made Mr. Merritt and his family, at least financially secure. My memories came rushing back last week when I learned that Ruby Hunt Merritt had died just a few days before her 105th birthday on May 18th. A few years ago on WCHL, she told me about growing up in Chatham County, where her father operated a sawmill. She met Eben Merritt when she was about 18, and they were soon married, or as she said, "He gave me an MRS degree." Well, Eben Merritt bought the store, and they struggled through the Depression. It didn't bother us much, she told me, since we didn't have any money to begin with anyway. Last week at her service at Mount Carmel Baptist Church, the pastor, Dr. Dennis Hill, remembered what she had done over the more than 80 years that she had been a member, playing the piano every Sunday for most of those years, teaching Sunday school, leading prayer circles, changing diapers, and always looking out for other children, including one time leaving my friend and then the 3-year-old Wendell sleeping on the back pew, forgetting him while she took care of other people's children. She loved many, Dr. Hill said, and Wendell was just one of them. Listening to him describe her life and how she put aside her own hardships and struggles to help others, I began to wonder how I would measure up at the end of my life. And Dr. Hill must have known what I was thinking. He assured us that we too could, like Ms. Merritt, be quick to forgive, be a light in others' darkness, and be an instrument of God's peace. And the next time somebody mentions Merritt's store to me, those words will come to mind, along with the memories of my first visit there. This is D.G. Martin.
Thank you, D.G. 8:53, 7 minutes until 9 o'clock here at WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name is Stephen Lehrer. I'm the franchise owner for Homestead Senior Care in Chapel Hill. Our job is to keep people independent, living life on their own terms as long as possible. Sometimes just doing a couple things here and there around the house. Sometimes it's more hands-on care, help with bathing assistance, stuff like that. Sometimes it's help with Alzheimer's care and giving families respite, kind of a break to get away for a little bit. And we do any number of things, but the goal is to keep people independent and living life on their own terms.
This seems like so much more than a job to you. It seems like a real passion for you.
I don't think you can do this as a job. I think this has to be a calling. I was lucky enough to watch my grandparents age in very different ways. My grandmother was someone who kept the whole world at arm's length. She never wanted anybody involved in her life. And when she needed someone, none of us knew how to help her. As a result of that, the last 4 or 5 years of her life, she had a stroke and had partial paralysis as a result of that. It was a miserable time where we were robbed as a family of the ability to really cherish and enjoy those moments with her because we were so busy running her from doctor's appointment and arguing over whether or not we thought this was best for her or what she would have wanted if she could have communicated it to us. And I remember when she passed away, my dad looked at me and he said, "I'm ashamed to say that the one emotion I have right now is I'm just glad it's over." And he still struggles with that years down the road, where he's just saying, "I can't believe that was what I felt when it was finally over, was I was just glad it was done." On the other side, my mom's dad was someone who always maintained a strong community and had just a great network of, when he lost his eyesight, he would have people who would drop by and take him to McDonald's for a biscuit in the morning, and a group from church who would make sure he got over to volunteer at the senior center. And as a result result of his independence and the pieces that he put in place around him, we had 5 or 6 years with him there at the very end of his life that were just, I wouldn't trade him for the world, just amazing times where we all just got to love on him and to enjoy the stories that he had to tell and the contributions that he had to make to us as a family. And so when I see those two options and with something like Home Instead, we have a very real opportunity to make a difference, both in individual lives of seniors, but also in the community in general. It's way more than a job.
Stephen Lair, Home Instead Senior Care.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insight.
Great stuff from Stephen Lair there. 8:55 at WCHL, 5 minutes until 9 o'clock. And if you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day, call me and tell me what it is. Spell it correctly and give me the definition, and I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dr. Deborah Bender has been an amazing help in Mimi Collins' ESL classroom at Colbreth Middle School. She's been volunteering there for a couple of years, and the students really enjoy spending time with her as well.
I go to Miss Collins' class every Wednesday, and I work with different groups of students. I work with them on science and math problems, and sometimes I sit with some of the younger boys and help them read a book.
Deborah Bender is today's WCHL hometown hero. She says doing this volunteer work is extremely rewarding.
What a difference a little extra help makes. One of my favorite things to do with the younger children is to sit and read a book with them, sort of help them with the pronunciation of words, because what they hear in the hallways is not exactly the way we spell words when we're writing.
That's true.
And to watch the smile that bursts across the face when a word that like walking is walking in the book and they see the connection is worth every afternoon.
Deborah Bender is a retired University of North Carolina professor. She spent 3 decades there.
I was there for 30 plus years.
Wow.
I was a professor in the School of Public Health in the Department of Health Policy and Management, and my emphasis was really on maternal and child health. And I worked a lot at the intersection of what I call the formal and the informal care system. So I would do focus groups with mothers and then sit down with doctors who are providing care and saying, here's what the mothers think. Do you think you could adjust your care plan a little bit? Because they would like postnatal care visits because that's when they feel they're at risk.
After a long, productive career at Carolina, Deborah Bender could be just sitting back and relaxing now, but she still enjoys spending time in the classroom with the kids. She says it's her way of giving back.
Now, being in the classroom is the place that I belong, and watching kids grow, being able to have the time to nurture them and to adjust the rigors of our country, and knowing what they went through in their early lives, knowing the relatively easy life that I've lived by somewhat the coincidence of being born in the United States. Rather than in another country. So it's very rewarding.
Well, the volunteer office with the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System certainly appreciates what you do, and so do we. Most of all, the kids are rewarded, and that's the most important part. Dr. Deborah Bender, retired UNC professor, volunteer in the classroom. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
I am like the walking, rolling billboard for Diamonds Direct. I'm a fan.
Raleigh business owner Michael Dean Chadwick has stopped at virtually every jewelry store in the Triangle, but he never expected what he found when he visited Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
You walk in and you're catered to. You're made to feel special. I got so much more than I anticipated getting. I just couldn't be happier. Could not be happier.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, winning over new customers every day with better value, more selection, higher quality diamonds, and amazing customer service.
I'm pretty sure the other jewelry stores are not really thrilled about it, but that's okay. That's America. It's all about the good competition.
But beyond the value, Michael Dean says he loves what Diamonds Direct Crabtree is doing outside the store.
Diamonds Direct has gotten very seriously involved in a number of charities in the Triangle, and it has absolutely become noticed. I'm telling you, those boys have figured out that if you give to this community will give back to you.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree.
I'm excited to do business with Diamonds Direct. I'm excited to tell people. I mean, I'm already sending people up there.
On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Hey, you have a great day. Gotta go. See you on the radio.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
9 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.